Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today I have a special announcement. For the month of July, I'm putting together Christmas in July Readathon with two fellow bookstagrammers, Angela from Angel Reads Books, Lauren from Bookish Lore, and three booktubers, Bree Hill from Falling for Romance, Chloe from Always Book, and Sarah from Stephen Books. What is Christmas in July, you may be asking? Well, this means over the month of July, we'll be reading Christmas books. For this readathon, we have four reading prompts. The first prompt is Oh Holy Night, read a book with a blue and black cover that has stars or night cover. The second prompt is Last Christmas, read a book that you didn't get to read last Christmas. The third prompt is Winter Wonderland, and that means read a book with a winter or Christmas theme feel. The fourth prompt is Christmas in the Country, which means read a country or cowboy theme romance. So as part of this readathon, we have giveaways, a live show where we chat holiday books, Hallmark movies, and all things Christmas. So you want to have book recommendations for each prompt? I got you. So let's go for each of the prompts. The first prompt is for Oh Holy Night. The reading prompt is read a book with a blue and black cover or with stars or night cover. So the first recommendation is Moonlight Over Manhattan by Sarah Morgan. What is this book all about? Hera wants to overcome her shyness, and she decides to challenge herself to do something different every day in the month of December. She's a dog walker, and she has a new client who actually helps sparks fly, and he helps her go through the challenges. I read this book. It's part of a series, but it can be read as standalone. It's set in New York. It's actually really cute. It's a cute romance. There's some Christmas. There's some stuff. It's like just setting yourself trying to do something different every day. I really love this book. The second book is My True Love Gave to Me by Stephanie Sparkin. So this is a 12 holiday YA short stories about true love and meet cutes, and it's really cute and really adorable. So if you want a book that just gives you a couple short stories you want to read for it, this book is for you. The third book is Staring Night by Devin McComber. So what is this book about? Karen wants to write a hard-hitting news, and she's charged to find Finn to write a story about him. She visits Alaska during the holiday season and finds Finn and is torn between her love and her career. This is like one of those books where it's like you want to actually change your career. You want to actually, I think it reminds me of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, where she's like, I want to write stories about like politics and things that matter, and then I'm not able to because I'm writing society pages. So she's having that same conundrum. So she's tasked to go to find this author and write about his story, but then the sparks fly and she's like, I love him. So how can I write about him? So it's a really cute story, so I would definitely encourage you to go read it. The second reading prompt is Christmas in the Country. Read a country or cowboy theme book. So let's go for the cowboy books. Yay! The first one is A Cowboy for Christmas by Sarah Richardson. So what is this book about? It's second chance holiday romance, fake engagement, and this cowboy's best friend, best chance at proving his love is real. The second recommendation is Cowboy Christmas Redemption by Macy Gates. It's a single mother, best friend's widow with unrequited love. It all starts with a heart-stopping kiss, and it just ends, and it goes on from there. The third book is Cowboy, It's Cold Outside by Lori Ryle. This is country star Cash meets Paige. She plays hard to get, and he falls for it. So you gotta love the fact it's a rock star romance, but it's a country singer, so you gotta love it. All right, the third prompt is Last Christmas. Read a book that you didn't get to read last Christmas. So I'm going to cheat on this, and I'm going to tell you the books I didn't get to read last Christmas, but you may have some for yourself. So the first one is Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses by Jenny Hale. So this is single mom Abby wants to be an interior designer, but she has to put her dream on hold until she raises her son. However, she hears about a small design job where money is not an object and takes it. Nick needs his house to be decorated by the holiday season, and love ensues. This was a movie for Hallmark, so if you want to watch the movie, you can do that. If not, you can read the book. I heard the book is better than the movie. All right, the next one is Alaskan Holiday by Debbie McComber. So Josie takes a trip to Alaska before taking a restaurant job in Seattle. She meets Palmer and misses her last boat in Alaska. So she spends the holiday season in Alaska. So she goes into summer and she misses the last trip out of it, and she stays for an extended period of time. So it seems like an interesting job, like to stay, you know, in Alaska. So if you're looking for books in Alaska, this could be a good one. The third one is How Did You Steal Christmas by Tessa Dare, Sophie Jordan, Sarah McLean, and Joanna Shipp. So these are four historical women's short stories. Three are set in England, while one is set in the Golden Age, New York City. I can't wait to read the series. I actually have it on audio. And I read Tessa Dare, Sarah McLean, Joanna Shipp. Joanna Shipp is one of my favorite authors, so I'm just excited to read her story. The fourth reading prompt is Winter Wonderland. Read a book with a winter Christmas theme title. So Christmas and Mistletoe Lane by Annie Reynolds. What is this book all about? Caitlin loses her job, but she inherits a B&B in a small town in North Carolina. Mitch also inherits part of the B&B, and he's infuriated. This is the big enemies to lovers, far proximity meets small town romance. The next one is Mangoes and Mistletoes by Adriana Herrera. Quisqueya and Fully are competing in a great holiday baking show, which is a Christmas novella, and there's just one bit in this story. So there's a lot of sexual tension. It's like, if you like the Great British Baking Show, this book is just for you. There's all these baking challenges that happen, and they're just trying to create all these great holiday themes, and it's really good. The final book is An Alaskan Christmas by Jennifer Snow. Erica, a doctor in Alaska, is forced to take a vacation. She goes back to her old small town when she reconnects with her old friend. And her best friend's older brother starts as an enemy, but they warm each other and love ensues. And it's really cute. I love the whole search and rescue theme that happens in the story. There's a subplot with that. And just added some more action to the story. So I really enjoy this. This was light on Christmas. So even though the title is Alaskan Christmas, there's probably like one scene. So it's not a big Christmas book. So if you're not big on big Christmas book, this book is for you. So those are my recommendations for the Christmas in July readathon. What are you looking for? If you have any suggestions or books to read, you can check our Christmas in July-a-thon Instagram account. It's at Christmas in July-a-thon, and it's going to be in the show notes. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.